As we know, the avian flu has popped up in Asia as well as England. One hopeful note, in England, the flu didn't infect other species at the same quarantine center, so it may not be ready to jump to humans. It's a good story, but we thought we could spice it up, maybe tweak it a little, on today's Morning Sedition Slander Minute. Here's our slander correspondent, Ted Fields. Ted, what can you add to this story?
Mark, I have it on secret authority that the avian flu not only is ready to jump to humans, but has jumped several people in the New York waterfront area and stolen their wallets and handbags.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
There was also some sexual assault, Mark. People should panic about this.
Whatever.
Mark, are you even listening?
Yeah, sure. He said the avian flu has been robbing people at gunpoint. Maybe it's also been soaping car windows and selling meth.
I was thinking of saying that, yeah.
Well, you didn't say it. I said it. You know, since your stories are always BS, pretty much, you know, anybody can do your job. You know what I'm saying?
Mark, my slander is developed through an excruciating process of professional journalism. No, not just anybody
Say, isn't the avian flu dating Diana Ross now?
Yeah, and I heard it was trying to reconcile with its estranged daughter, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, see? Come on, Ted. If you're going to make stuff up, maybe you can, you know, take a little competition.
I'll have you know, I have it on inside authority that the avian flu had the same pre-war intelligence as George Bush, and therefore is as much to blame for the war as he is.
Sources tell me that torture victims at CIA prisons said the avian flu was the number two man at Al-Qaeda.
Wow, sounds like we can win this war if we just can catch the avian flu.
I heard the avian flu's version of The Apprentice has been canceled.
Yeah, I heard the avian flu is launching its own line of children's books.
This is my slander minute, Mark.
All right, why don't you calm down?
You can't just barge in and do a slander monger's job for him. We're unionized now.
There's a slander union?
We're connected to the miners' union for some technical reason.
So you're threatening a strike,
Ted? Damn right. If I walk, so do the slanderers at Fox News and the Drudge Report. So you're going to let me do my segment?
I heard the avian flu is downplaying its 1985 statement on abortion.
That's it. I'm walking.
And that's today's Slander Minute on Morning's Edition with slander correspondent Ted Fields.
There are a lot of people who aren't going to come to work and make stuff up anymore.
I'm going to be one of them. Oh, man. Ted, you all right?
Yeah, I'm great, Mark.
Yeah. All right, so you got some work to do, right? You're going to go organize the rest of the other people or whatever you're going to do?
Yes, I am.
All right, see you later, buddy.
That's right.